getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and it's right here wherever you are. On your radio or your computer, your internet, podcast, web-connecting smart device. I don't know, but if you're hearing polkas, it's probably because I'm playing them. Yes, it's another edition of the Oompa Hour. I believe show number 228. I better double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's show number 228. It feels like show number 228. Bunch of records to play for you today. Don't know what they are because I picked them out several days ago and they're in a big stack sitting right here next to me. So let's just get these record players a-rolling, shall we? Albert Mikesh gets us rolling this week. This is the Hopeless Polka. There you go. That didn't sound all that hopeless to me. Albert Mikesh, and we assume the band. It says nothing about a band on here. But anyway, the Hopeless Polka getting us rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week, it's what we do. We play old-time records, polka records, waltzes, schottisches, whatever. Whatever comes up in the old record stack here that passes muster on the show. Because sometimes these records, you hit a record too beat up to play, man. This next one's a little fuzzy around the edges, but it's great. It's a great record. It's Gene Guisdala and the orchestra, and everybody polka hop. Christine Guizdala and the orchestra. Everybody, Polka Hop here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, it's what we're doing, just spinning the records like we do every week. Big weekend up here in northern Minnesota, I'm telling you. Got a big car show, two big car shows this weekend here in town. And also a gigantic swap meet. And I noticed that when you have a swap meet, nobody really swaps anything. They're selling stuff. There's very little swapping going on. Because it implies that I could bring, like, my junk and go up to some guy and go, hey, let me trade you this piece of my junk for that piece of your junk. I have found that does not work. All the swap meet vendors actually want currency from you. So it's a little misleading. But it's a big deal. And they've been doing it for like 50 years or something. And we haven't been able to go. I've not gone to it for at least 2 years. Because I couldn't walk enough to go to the swap meet with my bad knee. But now, since I had my knee replaced back in January, we're going to try it out this weekend. Maybe I'll remember to report on it next week and let you know how things go. In the meantime, we have the Michael Polka. This is the Crew Brothers Orchestra.
When this whole world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes, and soon I find I made a playground in my mind, where the children laugh, and the children play, and we sing a song all day. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. My name is Michael. I've got a nickel. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. Wonders that I find in the playground in my mind, in a world used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song all day. Michael, I've got a nickel, I've got a nickel, shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy, that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, there you go. The Michael Polka. I believe that song was originally called Playground in My Mind or Of My Mind. It was a pop hit. It was done. It was originally like a rock and roll song back in the 70s. I can't remember who originally did it, but there it is, done up in polka style by the Crew Brothers Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show where I need to talk about a World of Accordions museum. And invite you to stop by, check the place out there in Superior, Wisconsin. 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and related instruments are on display for your perusal, enjoyment, and amazement. They also have a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of educational stuff. You want to research the instruments, the music, the history, the ethnicity of the music. Check them out. They're on Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. They're online at worldofaccordions.org. You can actually shop the gift shop even at their website. If you're looking for a gift for a musically inclined person, I would recommend their gift shop. You'll find a lot of fun stuff there. So put it on your travel plans. There are a lot of things going on yet. Nice weather's here in northern Minnesota and up here. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right by Duluth there. You can catch Highway 61 going north up the beautiful North Shore while you're up this way and enjoy all the hiking trails and waterfalls and tons of state parks and stuff. Check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. is where they're located. All right, let's get back to the music here, shall we? Huh? Why not? What do we have? Oh, the V-Tones. They're going to sing about Polish power. There you go, rousing number from the V-Tones there, the old Polish power here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I was just noticing, actually, that since we started this particular edition of the show, everything I've played so far is a Polish-style polka. And by golly, we got to get some Germans in here. You know, anytime you see a band and they have the word jolly in their name, it's usually German-style. And if they're happy, it's usually Polish style. Not always. It's certainly not something you can count on. But when you see the Jolly Jokers doing the Pumpernickel Polka, you know that's going to be a German style record.
Musik. the drummer, for his rhythm can be big. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. Pumpernickel Polka at Gibbon Ballroom tonight. Let's all dance together. Hold your partners close and tight. Come and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
There you go, doing the old Pumpernickel Polka there. The Jolly Jokers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and yeah, we do this every week. So mark this down on your schedule, wherever you happen to be hearing the show this week, so that you remember to come back next week and listen in again here to the old Oompa Hour. And it doesn't hurt if you take a moment to send an email or a tweet or a Facebook thing or a phone call or a postcard or whatever to wherever you happen to be hearing the show this week, be it a radio station or a webcast or podcast or whatever, and just tell them, hey, thanks for playing the Oompa Hour on your thing, because we're listening to it out there, all right? Time for a waltz. Why not? A little early in the show for our weekly waltz, but I think we could probably handle it. Jimmy Maupin and the orchestra, and you probably know this tune. This is You Can't Be True, Dear. Jimmy Maupin in the orchestra there. You can't be true, dear. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. All these great old-time records laying around. They need to be played. That is why I am here. I facilitate the playing of the records so that you may hear and dance and enjoy out there in Radio Land. I have no idea what I'm talking about. The Pala Brothers Orchestra. This is the My Old Gal Polka.
Gal, she has a lot of faults. She drinks and swears and smokes. She rides with guys in rumble seats and laughs at dirty jokes. And she never stays at home at night, but staggers in at dawn. And to save her soul, she couldn't go sew a button on. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. She sampled each emotion that is known to man or beast. And I'd say that gal has left me a dozen times at least. Oh, she often makes me late for work and twice she's had me fired. But with all these faults she's never said, oh honey, I'm too tired. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right.
Yo, this old gal polka, that's the Pala Brothers Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show featuring Wally and Bob singing on that one. It says so on the record, so I figured that was important information to include. All right, this next record, normally we would hear it by Whoopi John and the band. I'm pretty sure the Six Fat Dutchmen recorded it as well. And we have it by Bernie Roberts and his orchestra out of Juneau, Wisconsin. This was made about 50 years ago. Holy moly. And you probably know the song. It's called Shotzi.
I call you Shotzi cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi, my heart is with you everywhere you go. Shotzi, Shotzi, I have this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi. You be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you guess what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you'll guess what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart.
Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, Shotzi, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. Many different ways. You can use your telephone device and call, actually, 218-259-2985. You got to leave a message, because I don't know if you're going to be listening to the show when I'm doing the show. Probably not. And so you'll have to leave a message. 218-259-2985. Or you can text to that same message on your cell phone or texting device, and we'll get the message. You can leave a message or just visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And let's see, what did I leave out? Phone and email. Email. You can email too. Oompaour@AOL.com. There's so many ways in this high-tech world, I am telling you. But there is only one way to hear this next record, and that is to put it on the record player and then push the start button. Here's Stan Wallowick and his Polka Chips. That's a great name for a band. This is the My Baby Polka.
Five feet.
Diane Wallowick and the Polka Chips. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we play the records every week. Glad to have you along with us here from beautiful northern Minnesota. Centrally located in the USA, kind of. So we have polkas coming at us from all directions. We don't care if we're playing Chicago style or Cleveland style or German out of New Ulm or Slovenian or whatever. If it's an old-time record, it is welcome here on the Oompa Hour. Here's the Polish Kid. This is the Pennsylvania Dills Polka.
Tasted many pickles and really had fun. I ate them for breakfast and when day was done. There's just one pickle that I like the best. The one that I dream of beats all the rest. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Many pickles made throughout our land, and some come from countries far over the sea. My favorite kind is just one brand of dill. This Pennsylvania pickle gives to me a thrill. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat.
That is the Polish kid here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I was just flipping through the records here, and I realized that I have two beer songs. I guess we could play two beer songs right in a row, couldn't we? Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra kicks off a couple of beer songs. This is the Bartender Song.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had
one on the house.
I know the bartender, he and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's when the friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Bartender with the curly hair. When I want one for the road, he says you've had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
the street they call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy, he never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had
one on the house.
One on the house.
Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra there. And the bartender song, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is where you find yourself in tuned to at this very moment. Told you, yeah, we two beer songs in a row. Here's the barroom polka. This is Vern Meisner.
I know a lot of places for refreshments. Taverns and saloons and cabaret. But as you paint the town, now, remember one good point. Don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a tap room. Pennsylvania, in Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill, little Chicago. And in London, it's a blooming lounge. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden. But no matter where you are, stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned bum. Just a tap room, Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill, little Chicago. And in London, it's a blooming lounge. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned.
There you go, a little Vern Meisner music for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. That is the Barroom Polka, and, you know, that doesn't sound all that different from when Mr. Yankovic does the same song. But anyway, good sounding record there. Now this one, this record's a little more wore out, a little older, a little rough around the edges. But man, you want to talk about trumpet playing, you're on our talk about Romy Goss and his magical trumpet. I'm telling you, here he is with the Barbara Polka.
Oh,
Romy Gaz and his trumpet there. That's the Barbara Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Marshall Lukowski lurking over here on turntable number one, and he's doing up La Di Da.
Hey!
Sitting here in wonderment. I totally forgot about that little voice in this record. It took me completely unaware, and I was just sitting here laughing to myself. And I was thinking, how do they do that? I mean, I know they speed up the tape to make that little voice. I mean, that's no secret. They've been doing that since the day of the Chipmunks. But how do they speed up the voice and not the music and have the silly voice come out in the right key to go with the song? I don't understand how they do that. They must, you know, here's my theory. Is they have the band recorded, and then they slow the tape down while Marshall sings along very slowly in his normal voice, but very slowly. And then when they play it back, it would shift all the... I don't know, but I forgot that was in there, and it just caught me by surprise. Do we want to have a second waltz in one show? You know, we normally don't do two waltzes in a show, but sometimes we do. Because we're rebels. let's do Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. This is Night After Night. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like the clutch slipped there. Let's back her up and try that sucker again, shall we?
Someone else so untrue. Night after night I keep dreaming of days we once knew. Night after night I'm so lonely because I love you. Thank you. after night I am lonely. Night after night I'm so blue. Why did you leave me for someone else so untrue? Night after night I keep dreaming, dreaming of days we once knew.
There you go, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, and Night After Night. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Kind of a bonus waltz for us in the show there. Coming up, got a vintage Lil Wally 45 here that I don't know that we've ever played on the show. I play a lot of Lil Wally records, of course, because he made a million great records. And this one is really, you could tell it used to be in a jukebox because it's got those weird grooves at the end where the mechanism grabs the record. This baby's got some miles on it. Coming up after the break, we will have Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys doing their version of the Beer Barrel Polka.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, here, I think we can sneak a couple more tunes into the old Oompa Hour this week. Let's see what we can do about that. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Man, I never played them doing the Beer Barrel Polka. This record is really, really wore out. And I think I play the other side anyway most of the time because this is such a common song. But you don't hear Lil Wally doing it very often. Harmony Boys, Lil Wally, and it's the Beer Barrel Polka.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Sing, Bucarero, sing out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the game. Thank you.
Now's the time to roll the barrel for the game's all here.
Hey! All right, Lil Wally and Harmony Boys there rolling out the barrel Polish style here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I think we could sneak in one more record here today. What do you say we go out on a Hank Thenander record this week, huh? That's a snappy little number. We're going to go out on the Riverboat Polka. Say to me, how do you know that's a Slovenian-style polka anyway? And I tell them, because it sounds like a Slovenian-style polka. Hank Thenander takes us out there on the Riverboat Polka with another round of the old Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next time, so hang in there. Have no fear. We'll be back to save the day. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!